Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond from sunny San Diego. Yes, it's sunny again. I can't tell you exactly what the temperature is right this minute, but I can tell you it's much warmer than 3 degrees. So it's been a little windy, but we've had sun. Now, you may remember, if you listened to the weather across the nation, that a few weeks ago it was cold here for these folks, and they've had some rain. But now it's sunny, so I just really lucked out in terms of being away from Iowa during a really cold blast of air, and it's supposed to be nicer by the time I get back. Well, there's lots of things to do in San Diego, but I'm fortunate as I'm visiting my brother Mike and his wife Annie that they own a sailboat, 30-foot, which is not teeny but not huge, and so we decided yesterday to go out whale watching. What does that mean? That means you go out and try to find whales to watch, but you might not, and we did not. But before we get out there, I just wanted to mention one of the things that always kind of, I guess, I enjoy and also just always makes me more aware of all the work it takes to have fun. And that's true whether you're going to go golfing, you know, you got to get all your equipment together, you got to get to the golf course, you got to get your cards and so on and so forth. Well, when you're going to go sailing, it takes a bit of preparation. You don't just jump in and turn the motor on like you do in a vehicle. You have a few more things to get unattached from in the sloop and get everything open, everything tidy. And that's another thing that's kind of interesting about a boat. It's kind of like a motorhome. So on there are all these little places and all these little safety things to hold your items in place so they're not flying around in the air. And it's always just interesting to watch my brother get things put where they belong, get things ready to go, turn on these switches, unfasten these ropes and so on before you can get ready to go. And, of course, there is a motor to get you out into the bay before we can catch the wind. And it was just windy enough, but it was fairly windy again. I'm sorry I can't tell you how many miles per hour, but enough that we had some white caps, enough that after we got out of the loop and out of the bay just a little bit, sails could go up, and we were underway through the sails rather than with the motor, and moving along about as fast as that particular sailboat would go. Even turning on the motor wouldn't go much faster, so we were moving right along. And he knew where to go looking for the whales, and of course there were other commercial whale watchers out also. The whale watching season is December to March, and at least one of the businesses guarantees that you're going to see a whale. And if you don't, they give you a pass to get back on the boat as many times as you want until you've seen a whale. Cost him about $100 for that trip. Others may not have that guarantee, but they're all sizes of boats to take you out. Now, that doesn't mean that there are hundreds of boats out looking for whales. Not that many, and it's a pretty big space to cover. But, as I mentioned, there were quite a few white caps, and that makes it a little more difficult to see things. Usually, you can see the dolphins, and Mike did see one right beside the boat, just one, and that's sort of unusual because usually there's a school of them. But my back was turned. I didn't get to see the dolphin, but there was one out there along with lots of others. So we keep looking for the spouts for the whales, and generally what people see is not that dramatic thing that you see on wildlife programs and even the TV ads where you see them jumping up into the air and then you see their tails going down and all that. Not likely that you're going to see that even on a whale watching trip. Usually what you will see is just kind of the tops of their backs and maybe see them spouting. They might be pretty close to you or they might be far away. So it's an adventure. And of course, some of you listening maybe have been to other places, Alaska, Hawaii, other places where there are many whales at a certain time, and you've seen many of them. But the chances some days of seeing a whale are not so good. So what else did we see while we were out there? Well, there's a lot of things to look at, as well as just I just enjoy the, you know, the motor being turned off, so what you hear is the wind and the sails and hear the waves and all those kinds of things. A few birds. We were out from land. We were out about 10 miles. And but there's still things going on out there, a few birds. And Mike said, sometimes if you see a group of birds circling, that may tell you that's where the whales are. Well, we didn't see any of those either, but it's always interesting to see the kind of birds that are out there doing their own thing. What else did we see? Well, there were seals on the buoys that are out to the 3-mile marker, and other buoys there were those seals out there just languishing in the sun, enjoying their little spot where they could get a little sun. And even just the waves, I always remember that my dad, who was not a seagoing person, you know, as the waves come up, there's a kind of a bottom to that wave or swell. He said those were holes in the ocean. And so it's always kind of interesting to look at them to see. Yeah, that was his interpretation. Our trip was about 4 hours to get out from land, about those 10 miles. And I can tell you that it is cold out there at this time of year. And the sunshine is shining merrily, but the wind is blowing, and it's a cold wind. Not as cold as 30 below at all, but you still needed to bundle up a bit to try to keep warm a little. Well, we saw also, of course, a number of other boats. Not many, like there might be on some sunny days. But we saw the America's Cup boat that won several years ago, and now they're using it as a tourist kind of thing where they'll take people out on rides. And, of course, this is where the Navy is stationed, so we saw a number of ships that were some just sitting there, you know, and others that were moving about. We also saw, we think, possibly some Navy SEALs, those men and who are training for that special operation, the SEALs, going out. We probably saw a dozen small little crafts zooming through the water there. My brother said, well, they may just be dumped out of that boat and have to swim back. But we don't know that for sure. But there were many of them out doing some kind of training exercise. And, of course, there were other sailboats, some smaller and some larger. And it's always just kind of interesting to see. The other thing, of course, when you get out that far, you get a different view of San Diego, seeing it from the water instead of from in by the buildings. You see all the buildings from the shore. And one of the things that's going on right now is a building project where they are making a copy of one of Columbus's boats that probably will be a part of the Maritime Museum, where you get it all done, you can take a ride on it. And that's an option for people to do. There are various kinds of boats that you can take a ride, get your own view of San Diego from the water. Lots of opportunities. Well, it's been a good time. As I say, first of all, it's a good time to be away from Iowa and not be so cold. Good time to see my family, my brother, my wife, his daughter, Marina, who we visited just about a mile north of her. And by the way, she has a lovely little patio full of plants. She had to have them all covered up a couple weeks ago to keep them from freezing. It was 28 degrees there on their patio. That's pretty cold for California. We're expected to be warm. So all in all, it's been an interesting visit. And until next time, I'll be back in Iowa.